This is a Fox News alert. Expecting an invasion. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today saying he believes Russia is creating, through misinformation and falsehoods, a pretext to invade Ukraine within days.
We're calling out Russia's plans loudly and repeatedly, not because we want a conflict, but because we're doing everything in our power to remove any reason that Russia may give to justify invading Ukraine and prevent them from moving.
The president says he believes Russia will target Ukraine's capital of Kyiv, which has a population of 2.8 million people. A California bill would allow private citizens to go after gun makers in the same way Texas allows them to target abortion providers. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom today backing a new bill that would let private citizens enforce the state's assault weapons ban by filing civil lawsuits. It's modeled after a Texas law that allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. Former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter was sentenced today to 2 years in prison for her manslaughter conviction stemming from the death of Dante Wright during an arrest 2 years ago. Potter apologized to Wright's family during her court appearance.
Katie, I understand a mother's love, and I am sorry I broke your heart. My heart is broken for all of you.
The judge in the case said Potter did not mean to kill Wright. Potter had testified during her trial she mistook her service weapon for a taser. A federal judge today rejecting efforts by former President Trump to toss out conspiracy lawsuits filed by lawmakers and two Capitol Police officers, saying in his ruling that the former president's words plausibly may have led to the violence at the U.S. Capitol last year. In the ruling, the judge said Trump's words during a rally before the violent storming of the Capitol were likely words of incitement not protected by the First Amendment. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Europe holding talks over Russia's military buildup on Ukraine's border.
Speaking ahead of talks with the leaders of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania, who are all members of NATO and all share borders with Russia, the Vice President underscored U.S. commitment to the NATO alliance.
I think we all know, our greatest strength is our unity. This is a moment that has made that clear.
She said the U.S. remains open to diplomacy on resolving the Ukraine crisis, but that the onus is on Russia to prove it's serious. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Demonstrations were held in Puerto Rico's capital today as government employees called for better pay and pensions. Legislators are the only public workers who have an automatic cost of living increase for their salaries. Most of the U.S. territory's other public employees have not gotten pay raises in more than a decade, sometimes two, as the cost of living has risen and the island has suffered a lengthy economic crisis and a government bankruptcy. Teachers in Minnesota have voted to authorize a strike.
Schools.
Teachers in both Minneapolis and St. Paul have overwhelmingly voted in favor of a possible strike after failed negotiations in their demands that include smaller class sizes, student resources, and more pay.
It doesn't have to be this way, and we're going to do something about it.
Minneapolis Teachers Union President Greta Callahan, both districts for now holding off on a decision to strike with additional mediation scheduled, both cash-strapped school districts, saying right now they just don't have the money to meet all of the teachers' demands. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Egypt, Kenya, Nigeria, Senegal, South Africa, and Tunisia will be the first African countries to receive technology required to produce mRNA vaccines like the Moderna and Pfizer shots. They'll receive the technology from the World Health Organization's Global mRNA Vaccine Hub to help them start producing vaccines as soon as possible. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.